Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
NFL trade deadline coming up tomorrow. What does that mean for the Browns? Well, that we don't know. What should that mean for the Browns? Personally, I think that means you should be active. You're 2-6. Steelers are 5-3. You're 3 games back in the division. The numbers tell you, no, you're not eliminated yet. My eyes tell me, I think your eyes probably tell you, this team is not built to make a playoff push and try and catch the Pittsburgh Steelers and get into the playoffs. I just don't see that happening. Hope it does. Hope we're all stunned. I think that'd be awesome. I don't expect it. My guess is very few Browns fans expect it. So what do? I think you're active. I think you're looking to add talent to the team, as Adam Schefter said. I also think you're looking to move things that shouldn't
what,
be.
What are they doing, though? Are they getting Chris Olave? Is that what they're going to do?
Why not?
Are they willing to trade the pick that they picked up in the draft last year? Do you need to hang on to that to the draft to make sure that you get the pick that you want for next season? Are you able to accumulate enough assets? Or do you think you're going to be in a spot where you'll be able to pick up the quarterback of your dreams in the first round next year?
I don't think you have to trade either one of your first-round picks to add talent to this team for next year. I don't think you have to trade either one of them. You can keep both of them. You can trade, you can trade fifth-round picks. You can trade. Teams sometimes are looking to just dump guys at this time of the year, somebody that they think might not be on their team next year. You know exactly what right. I'm talking about with the Browns.
Yeah.
And so you're looking for assets. Somebody you like, go get them. Go get them. I honestly think you should be active at the trade deadline.
How much in the back of the Browns' heads, too, and maybe you'll bring this up later, is they need to put, they need to put bodies in the seats for the rest of the season, too.
Oh,
at 2-6, it doesn't
do
feel
you?
Like. Yeah, I think you do. It's embarrassing when you don't. It is. It says something about your franchise. Yeah, do your fans still want to come down and see a product?
I would.
You better
think so.
Give them something to believe in, right? What is there to believe in now?
All right. So, what does that have to do with the trade deadline?
Going out and getting a name that maybe you might sell some tickets.
Okay. All right. Maybe you could.
Yeah.
216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Cool Ray is in Bedford.
Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, so I agree with you. I think it's time for we as the fans, media, and I think it's time for the Browns to just be honest, like with everything.
I'm good
with that. If you're trying to go get a quarterback for next year, you got to trade Shador. You really do. because you're not going to give him enough time to see anything. And if you do, it's not going to be enough time for you to make a good evaluation. He's probably, whether or not you want another fifth or go get your lineman or whatever you need, he's probably the only tradable asset other than Myles Garrett. Real talk. And if you get
you don't think David Njoku's a trade, especially with a couple teams losing their tight ends? I think Njoku's definitely.
He's a good piece, but he's a good trade piece. He can get you something. But I think if you want somebody, like, if you're looking at now, look at age and contract, right? Shador is signed for basically pennies. He's and only in Cleveland do we look at this young man and go, he's nothing, and we don't even know what he really is.
Every team passed on him four times. That's an only in Cleveland?
No. But you know what, though? We can
every team passed on him.
Look at what happened to the quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Every team other than Baltimore passed on him. He became the last pick
in the draft.
My thing is this, though. Where else have we ever seen a quarterback who had first-round talent coming out go, you know what, we don't know why, we don't care no more, but this is about now making our team better. And if you know you're not going to, if you know in your mindset we're looking for a quarterback next year, get rid of him and get somebody that we need, whether it be a receiver or offensive lineman or a cornerback, because we're definitely aging out at cornerbacks. And so go get something that this young man is valuable and let another team either say he's good or not say he's good, because you're definitely going after a quarterback. If we believe what you great guys are saying now, y'all definitely going after a quarterback next year.
All right, Cool Ray. Here's the thing. Cool Ray has placed a value on Shador that I don't believe NFL general managers have. I think it's that simple. I mean, I don't see him as a tradable asset, Andy. He's a young guy who everybody passed on multiple times.
Right.
Who hasn't had a chance yet to play and show that he's better than where he was drafted. And until he gets a chance to do that, you're not going to know. I can't imagine any NFL team giving you a third-round pick for him. I can't imagine that.
Can we go back to one point that he made there?
Yep.
That every NFL team passed on Lamar Jackson. Okay, did they? Yes. But didn't they? I mean,
most.
How many teams needed a quarterback when it was his draft? There were plenty of teams that did. We were one of them. There's no question. I mean, do you think Buffalo regrets taking Josh Allen?
I would doubt that.
Okay, so now that's one less team.
The Cardinals who drafted Josh Rosen?
The Jets regret it? Yeah, they took Sam Darnold.
Although Sam's playing well, but yeah, you should have taken Lamar Jackson.
I'm just kind of,
Does every team in the, what was it, 80, I forget year.
What year was the draft?
I want to say 86.
2018?
Passing on Dan Marino. Yeah.
Oh.
Every once in a while that happens. And it happened with Lamar Jackson. But, boy, to think that Shador has trade value, I think is blind faith from Shador followers, personally. Tom is in Seville, home of tall people. Hello, Tom.
Hey, I want to know why Stefanski drafted Dillon.
He didn't draft him. Andrew Berry did.
Well, but I'm saying, didn't he want him?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He seemed excited when they picked him. How's that sound? Okay. That we know for a fact.
All right. So he's got him, and he expects him to only do his scheme? Why can't Stefanski come up with a scheme that fits Dylan?
I think he thinks they're mutually a fit.
Every quarterback is supposed to do his scheme?
No, I think they found the guy that they think is a great fit for his scheme.
Well, I don't think so, because it's not working.
Well, he's a young guy who's barely played.
What's working on the offense? Quinshaw Junkins? Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, the running game. The running game.
Not real well. It's one of the worst in the NFL.
Well. Yeah. Not real well. But the running game is about the only thing we have to count on.
I would have accepted Harold Fannin Jr. too.
I would have accepted. Tom, you're running a game show here.
Thank you. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Thank you. Yes.
Tom, okay. Thank you very much. Look, folks, they drafted Dylan ahead of Shador. That's why Dylan's getting a chance to play.
How many weeks did it take for us to figure this out?
I don't know. Before we say he can't play, let's give him more than like four games. Can we?
Jeff.
Are we allowed to do that?
I don't know. Troy Aikman had a pretty good first year, too, didn't he?
Here we go. Larry, go ahead. Hi, Larry.
What's up, Larry?
Hey, I'd like to tell you, man, that, man, we cannot trade nobody right now.
We need
to go ahead and play Shador this week and see where he at, because, man, we cannot afford to trade all these nobody, because, man.
Njoku?
We can win. But
is he one of the Beatles, too?
We need to get rid of Stefanski, man. Bottom line, he messed up the whole
I saw him throw 30 yards.
It's all about winning. There's no other quarterbacks out there that really could compete. We should have got Jason Dart instead of Gilbert. Dart can play.
Yeah.
Man, and he can throw the ball.
We love Jason Dart.
No, Jason.
Keep the rhythm going, man.
Got his brother. All right, we're good. Hey, thanks, Larry.
Larry, thank you.
I couldn't hear a word he was saying. It's a bad phone.
Had a little difficulty.
Although I do think somewhere along the line, did he not say that David Njoku broke up the Beatles? Is that what happened?
He said something about the Plastic Ono Band.
I thought he said something like, David Njoku break up the... I mean, I did watch the thing on Disney, and Yoko Ono was... I mean, it was kind of weird. The whole thing
was weird. She gets a bad rap.
It was just weird, though.
She's just a gal who was in love.
Tons of respect for Paul McCartney after that. But if I would have known that David Njoku was the guy that was going to break up the Beatles, I don't know. Maybe we wouldn't have drafted him in the first place.
There's some interesting guys who might not be here next year contractually.
The offensive line is a conundrum, Jeff, because you've got to have some
veterans. You've got to have somebody there.
And it's the core, right? You're talking about Betonio, Posick, and Teller.
Yeah.
And the outside is really struggled. Jack hasn't been able to play.
They can void Conklin. So, you know, they can get out of those contracts, which means they could,
save money. But you're talking about rebuilding the entire offensive line. That's bad enough, you don't do it overnight. Although they've had to do it all season because they've only had the same five guys for two of the games with the same starting five. So, it's very hard. I mean, look, if Joel retires, I get it. But then... Isn't there value to hanging on to Ethan
Posick?
Ethan is his brother too. Yeah. And then Wyatt Earp Teller. I mean, we got to hang on to him too. One of those two guys.
I think I do like
Wyatt Teller. So.
I like Ike. He's in Cleveland.
Ike. Election day tomorrow.
Hey, Ike.
How you guys doing?
We're well. Crazy.
Yeah, man. I think it's time to move on from Njoku, see what we can get for him. I'm with, you know, maybe moving one guy off the O-line, using them two picks next year to get an O-lineman and a wide receiver. Maybe
who's your quarterback, Ike? Who's your quarterback?
I don't disagree with any part of it. Ike, I like this phone call.
Yeah.
I guess you gotta let Gabriel rock out a couple more games. You gonna play Shedeur sometime this year, maybe the last four or five games. But right now, you just let Gabriel rock out. See what you got in him. And sometime at this point, Shedeur shows up on the depth chart as QB2, and you know he plays and go from there.
Okay, Ike, some sensible thoughts. That's usually not allowed on our show. Is it?
That was one of the most sensible phone calls I think we've had in the last month.
You okay with letting the young guys play and see if they're actually one of those guys, if one of them can be the guy for next year? Or
yes.
I'm still convinced they're taking a quarterback next year.
Nothing would make me happier than if Dylan Gabriel suddenly puts it into fifth gear for the last couple weeks of the season.
And looks really good.
Or Shedeur Sanders steps out on the field and says,
"We don't care what
you know what? Every team that passed on me, I hope you feel sorry for yourself because now I am the best quarterback in the NFL and I play for the Cleveland Browns. I will take either one of those two answers for $500, Alex.
Can I just, we're going to get to this eventually.
It's not a question.
Like
it's an answer.
In the weeks ahead, months ahead, Daniel Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Zach Wilson, Kenny Pickett, Jimmy G, Trey Lance, all free agent quarterbacks for next year.
With a young rookie quarterback that you
draft? Well, either with a young rookie or one of the two guys you have here now or both of the two guys you have here now and you bring one in and you have an open competition, Andy.
Oh, here we go again.
Stop you know what? Me if you've heard
I've got
that.
A great idea. Let's bring in four quarterbacks and have a quarterback on the shelf that we're overpaying that can't play. How's that idea sound? Good? Want to do that? I'll pass. I've seen that movie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.